Daughter Arise, Girl Talk with Sister and Sarah.
I sing yellow and gold as a new day dawn, like a virgin unveiled who waited so long to dance and rejoice and to sing her song and to rest in the arms of a love so strong.
Welcome back to Daughter Arise, Girl Talk with Sister and Sarah, where we explore together the gift of our identity as daughters of the Father and how we can authentically live the feminine genius in today's world. I am Sarah Denny.
And I am Sister Tracy.
And today we are so excited to have with us again, Miss Katie Sanders Ibarra. So hi, Katie.
Hi, everyone. So glad to be back.
And we really wanted to talk today about the gift of woman and her emotions.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
I know. Some of you were like, oh no. And some of you were like, yay. Which shows you the point. Yeah. But truly, so I have just such a special love for this woman, St. Edith Stein, also known as St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. And she has written many amazing, wonderful things. She has a lot written on the vocation of woman and the gift of our femininity. But one of the areas of her writing that I find especially intriguing and also encouraging is what she has written about the gift of woman's emotions. And she has said that this is something unique to woman. No, it isn't that man does not have emotions. They do.
They do.
Even though sometimes
they have emotions.
We say that they don't. Mm-hmm. They really, really do. But they are going to express them differently. And that's just how they've been created. But a part of this means that there's what we would call almost a richness to our emotional lives. And with this, like every great gift, does come a certain responsibility, which we'll talk about more in the show. But with this richness, you know, if we don't maybe ponder and think about our emotions and that we are not just our emotions, at times our emotions can be extremely overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I know personally, at times, if I'm not stopping to think why I'm feeling a certain way and I'm just looking through the lens of my emotions, it can seem as if in my reality, I'm like Jesus. I'm in the boat. And I don't even know if you're asleep because I don't really know if you're in the boat because I just feel like I'm being taken away and the storm mm-hmm. is raging and I'm freaking out, you know? And sometimes I really just have to slow down and be like, okay, wait, what is reality? And is this my reality or is this more so the strength of my emotions that can be good, but right now they're just overwhelming?
Yeah, especially, I don't know if you guys had this issue, you know, going through puberty and when your hormones are changing
yes.
as a
yes.
young
yes.
one. Like that's when really my emotions just went, ah! Like yeah. it was just, I cried at everything, like literally. And it wasn't just like I cried for a second. It was like, I couldn't stop. And like one of my favorite stories with this is I was in eighth grade at Chappelle High School, and we each had to bring in something that described us. And so I brought in a picture of my dog. And I'm sitting there waiting to hear all the other people go. And this girl gets up before me and she has a memento from her father who had passed away about a month ago. And she's telling this story. And as she's telling it, she's crying. I'm crying. The whole class is crying.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just was like so moved by her story and just so upset about it. So then my turn's right after hers. And I get up there and I'm like, my name is Katie. And this is my dog. And this is how I'm like my dog, because I'm loyal. And like I really couldn't say anything. I couldn't say anything. So then I sat back down and the girl came up, you know, and who was sitting in front of me turned around and was like, I'm so sorry that your dog
died.
And I was like, oh no, my dog didn't die. My dog is fully alive. I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't control myself. It's like, yeah. it's like that, you know, the beauty of the female heart. I was so moved by this woman's story and I felt what she was feeling. And I was, you know, and then it literally took me on this ride where the whole rest of the day I was just crying at everything, you know, some mm-hmm. small, insignificant things that I couldn't just take control of my emotions. It's, you know, and I think that's what's so hard is we have these moments of truth that are revealed by our emotions. And then it's hard for us to kind of like leave that when we're supposed to.
Yes.
You know, there's sometimes
yes.
where I think we're supposed to sit in it and allow, you know, those beautiful tears to come or those beautiful righteous anger maybe. But like, you know, sometimes it's just learning that wisdom, the wisdom of God, and to know when we need to just come back to, just the truth.
One of the, you know, we, as Daughters of St. Paul, our founder, Father James Alberione, he's a blessed now. And one of the things that he always told us was, you know, we're to bring the whole person. Mm-hmm. The Lord Jesus wants to convert the whole person. So mm-hmm. it's the whole person and the whole Christ, and Christ being the way, truth, and the life. And the whole person, including our thinking. And so often, you know, I think as women, sometimes our emotions will kind of get the better of us and then influence our thinking to where we get into this like cycle or this kind of almost obsessive thoughts.
Yes.
And it just gets worse and worse. And we know we're down a rabbit hole. And it's like, somebody better come and save me now because I don't know where I'm going.
And it's so hard to get out of the rabbit hole sometimes because you're so spiraling, you know.
And because you are feeling it. You're like, wait, but this is the way it feels. How do I live my life outside of what, like my heart, almost this heaviness at times?
Yes. And I think a lot of times, you know, we talk about relationships and many times, we receive things sometimes maybe heavier than they were intended or maybe we didn't get it or whatever. And I think a lot of the struggle in relationships is this my thing or is this their thing?
Exactly.
But I've come to learn that over time, especially if there was a hurt involved, you know, I don't know. I find that God is saying, you know, whether they meant it or not, if you felt hurt and if this relationship is important to you, you can bring it to that person in trust and kind of let that vulnerability be exposed in a way, a safe way, you know, a prudent way. But in doing that, you allow yourself to go together with someone else and see, where is it that I'm really called to be more free?
Mm.
Or where is it that I'm really called to let something go? And maybe sometimes it really was my thing. And I've gone through hurts with people. And on the other side, somehow you get closer.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
But. Yeah, and I think that's at the heart of the beauty of emotions and why I think the Lord is trying to bring something out with our emotions and the beauty of femininity is that vulnerability. You know, like our emotions make us feel vulnerable and weak and, you know, helpless at times. But it's exactly that, that then we, when, if we go to the Lord or other people vulnerable and weak, like we're able to that open heartedness that it gives to woman, that it gives that, okay, I don't know if I hurt you or you hurt me, but like, this is how I feel. And this is the vulnerability that I want to meet you there.
Yeah.
And I think what our culture speaks is the exact opposite, that when we're hurt and when we're, you know, we're feeling these emotions that we're not supposed to feel vulnerable, that we feel these things in order to then put up these walls and like to then like be able to be stronger and not do that again or have that happen to us, you know.
Defend, exactly.
And I feel like there's definitely this mentality that I've, you know, fallen prey to and like still have to work through at times. It's like, okay, I am not called to be superwoman because she's not human, you know, like my emotions, actually, it's okay to feel what I am feeling. I don't need to run from what I'm feeling. That's part of me and that's how he's made me. I just need to not let that be as deep as I go.
Right.
Like there's a depth of my heart that we keep talking about coming back, like to be at home within ourselves. There's like a depth that's deeper where the Lord is residing within me. And I can go there and I can shut out the winds and the storm for a second and be like, okay, Lord, like where are we right now? I'm like, what's actually happening?
And what's that thing that I think it was Edith Stein you had mentioned about, you know, she said as women, the growth for us is to let our reason inform our emotions so that the depth of my emotion, as deep as it can be huge, it can be overwhelming. What does that mean? What did she mean by that?
And so really, I think this all comes back to self-awareness, you know, praying for the grace to know who I am and to realize that I, as a woman, am created in God's image and likeness. I am a daughter of the Father, and I have rational capacities to choose, to think, to even know who I am. So maybe something that affects me as Sarah is going to be different than how it affects Katie or how it affects Tracy. It could be the same event, but I'm going to feel it differently. And not that that's bad that I feel it differently, but okay, I know that about myself. So in the future, when similar things happen, I can have that awareness. And if it's a good response, then praise the Lord. I receive that and I'm there. But if I know, okay, maybe I overreacted in this situation where it wasn't in line with reality, then I can know, okay, I need to slow down. And I myself as Sarah need to look at this situation and the people involved. And really, like you were saying before, I need to just dig and see, okay, is this me? Or is this something I need to bring out into the light with others and share with them that we can then move forward? Mm. And also part of that too, I want to bring up that Edith Stein talks about is that woman's gift of empathy, right? So I think this is really where I think the movement goes with taking our rational capacity, our emotions, and almost they meet like within the cross, right? This like cross section of them, and truly the cross is that we have this capacity in all of the things I've experienced in my life. In God's mercy, there is nothing, right, that he cannot use for my good. Mm. So everything works together
sometimes
for good.
Sometimes that's really
for those
hard.
I know, right? And right. I love how you said anything. That kind of hit me to the core. I'm like, really, anything?
Yeah.
There's some things I know, whatever, there, but like anything?
Yeah. And the way that I think he's really shown me that more than any other way he's taught me that reality is when I'm sitting with a woman usually who is crying in front of me and sharing about this brokenness or this hurt or this wound or this fear. And she's like, expressing it in a way that she feels like she hasn't been able to express it before, and she feels like no one's understanding. And I'm like, hey, I know that, and it's usually because of something I've had happen to me before that I've, for years maybe even, had to walk with and wrestle with and even come to terms with, like, how am I dealing with this? How is this reality? How is this just sour and me needing to grow here? And then I can share that with her and not shame her for what she's feeling, but say, I know that right now this hurts, like, you know, really, really bad, but this is not the end of your story. Mm. And you will not even be defined just by what you're feeling right now, because your emotions will always ebb and flow. And ladies, you know that if you're paying attention at all. Our emotions ebb and flow, and they are gifts, but we can keep going deeper and say, okay, but God, who are you? You're the same. You are my father in every moment, no matter if I feel happy or if I feel sad. And I actually, believe it or not, I'm still the same in every moment, even though sometimes I don't feel like I have it all together, right? But he's like, I'm not calling you to have it all together. I'm not calling you to be perfect. I'm not calling you to be successful. I'm calling you to be faithful, which means you're a daughter who believes at the end of the day, I'm going to provide for you.
Mm. Yeah.
So, with all of that, I know I just went really crazy, Edith Stein.
No,
I'm so
it was so
about
great. That's why we were silent.
Sister
Tracy and I were like enthralled in what you were saying. That we were like, I know at least for me, I wasn't thinking of anything else because I was like, everything you're saying is true. Like, I feel like I had that moment where it's like, yeah, Sarah, everything you're saying, I believe to be true in my own life, especially that gift of empathy, of wanting to, even if I don't express that to a woman, just like feeling in my heart, like what she's going through, or and even a man, anyone
really,
just to validate that you know what you're going through, it won't be the end.
Yes, and really, John Paul II, he said, woman helps to make human relations more honest and authentic, and I think that's we as women help reveal to men they don't have to reflect our emotions the same way. We don't really want that, but we want them to be men, but also we can reveal to them the gift and the power of what our emotions are and how they really do bring a certain color to our world, into our lives, to our families, to every relationship, professional, you know, like personal, whatever that might be. But instead of, I would encourage every woman listening to this, instead of negating my emotions or pushing them down or just in fact condemning them, when you are feeling out of control, I think the first thing we should do is say, Lord, I don't understand my emotions right now, but I thank you for the gift of emotion, and I ask you to help me to see them and to order them to be in line with reality and with what you want for me. Mm-hmm. And then pray for the grace to just keep moving.
Yeah.
So with all this, you know, we've had a lot that we just covered in the first part of this show, but stay tuned. We'll be coming back soon, and we'll keep talking about the gift and beauty of our emotion.
When I was in college, I ended up having a lot of questions about my faith, and I ended up leaving the church. After a series of personal tragedies, I really felt a need to come home to a church, and that's when I came back to the Catholic Church. I never realized before that we get, at every Mass, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalms, and the Gospel. I never realized before, it's all biblically based. The Catholic Church is based on the Bible. This is the church that Christ started. And we practice all the sacraments as he gave them to us. And I think that's important. I love getting up and going to church. I love going to Mass. I feel like I get to go to Mass, not like I have to go to Mass. The joy, I have joy in my spirit. I have a lightness in my spirit that I haven't had before. I love the Catholic Church with all my heart. And I can't imagine my life without it. My life is totally different now.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Welcome back to Daughter Arise, Girl Talk with Sister and Sarah. And we are joined today by Miss Katie Sanders Ibarra, and we have been talking about the gift and power of women's emotions. Mm. So, you know, as we talked in the first half, we were just sharing that our emotions are not something to be afraid of. They really are something to, you know, sort of see maybe as part of the adventure of being a woman,
yes,
right? And to invite the Lord into that space. Mm-hmm. And so two things I want to bring up. One, I just have to, from my Create and Model practitioner background, say that, you know, women, I think we can also come to realize that we are body and soul. So there's a gift in us coming to know how our bodies actually work. And I just encourage young women all the time to be aware of where they are in their cycles, because something like PMS does affect your emotions. That's not a condemnation. That's not a bad thing. That's just me saying, hey, you know what? We all experience it. We feel it.
It is what it is.
Right? It is what it is. And sometimes you're going to be exhausted. That'll make your emotions feel it as well. But just maybe those are the days that you don't make big decisions mm-hmm. for your life. You
don't
know?
Change because, your hairdo.
Yeah.
Right. Or like, go buy clothes because you might use all your money.
Yeah, well, it's exactly what you were, y'all were just talking about the last part of the show was bringing reason to our emotions. Like mm-hmm. that's a definite place where if you know the reality of your body, what's yes. happening, that reason can help you stay grounded and not let your emotions get the best of you.
Yes.
You know, so like I really think it's all about, you know, allow your emotions to bring you to the beautiful place that God desires, but never, you know, God made us for the earth, like never yeah. leaving the ground
yes.
in a sense, you know, like we stay grounded,
even though
our emotions, you know, we do want to see the purpose of them and see why we're experiencing such things. Because
right.
there is such, and this is the truth I want us to stay in too, is like, our emotions do bring us such beautiful truths
yes.
about life and
oh, yeah.
and the way a woman experiences things. I know my husband tells me that all the time, and just being married for 6 months, like how I've taught him how to see the way I experience things, it shows him the depth of things that he would have totally passed over
yeah.
and that he's so grateful for my, in so many yeah. ways, he's so grateful for my emotions because it allows him to see.
Yeah.
Right.
And the other thing too about emotions is that, you know, they can often influence and almost kind of take us on a little detour in that, you know, we can sort of vilify a situation, a past experience, a person, because we had maybe a negative experience. And the thing that's coming to my mind is I saw a movie called War Room. And what was so unique about it, I'm not really into like quote unquote Christian movies because I think they're hokey. Okay?
Yes.
I love being Christian and I love being Catholic, but I don't like hokey movies. Okay, it's just me. Uh-huh. I don't like them.
I don't know
stuff.
If it's just you. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, but this one I watched and I was really impressed with the depth of it and the spiritual truths in it. Meaning, there's a point where the characters, and it's a woman, being mentored by an older woman in the spiritual life. And what this older, more wise woman who's been around the block a bit kind of has to help her see is that we all have one enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And our real enemy is not our husband, not specifically this bad relationship or that bad instance, but we have one enemy, and that's the enemy of our souls. And everybody else that we're in relationship, we need to order those relationships in such a way so that my goal doesn't change. My trajectory, if you will, the direction that I'm going stays constant. And everything else, I've put my energy toward that movement and I put aside those things that draw me away. And she just teaches her a whole lot of things
in
that film.
And it's just beautiful because it really seems to bring to life that scripture that says, like, our battle's not with flesh and blood, but with powers and principalities. And so what we're not saying here is that your emotions are somehow, right? We just keep saying they're good. We're not saying that they're bad, but we're saying maybe a part of this, like, self-awareness, and when you're trying to grow in this and allow your reason to order it, it's you becoming aware of what are my triggers?
Mm.
Like, what are the situations that I'm in or the kinds of things people are saying that I'm always seems to, I move from a place of like joy and peace to something just heavy,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's, if you can start to think that way maybe mm-hmm. and like to really sit with and just ponder that, not for forever, but just like a minute and think about it, then there's this, what the Lord desires for you is freedom. Mm. Because what he's trying to show you is maybe you just need, in this space, in this memory experience, he's inviting you to invite him in to this memory. Or he's inviting you to invite him in to this relationship that maybe is just difficult for you. And you just come in like, you know, fist raised and you're ready to duke it out at times. Whatever it is, he wants you to invite him into that space because he wants to move in such a way to free you so that you can continue to grow and thrive and be the woman that he desires you to be, which is with these emotions, right?
But exactly, they bring you your strength. And I think what both of you are talking about is like Sarah on the one hand is saying like when you experience these emotions and these certain things, you let God into that space. And then Sister Tracy, like when we experience the depths of these things, that's also where the evil one can come in because we're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so we have to be in the same movie taught me is like, we have to be strong women who, when those times happen, we say no. Mm-hmm. Like, I am a child of God. I am a daughter of God. And these are the truths that ground my life. And I'm not going to listen to those voices that are going to lead me somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And it really like convicted me to be that strong, that strength of, you know, just Our Lady crushing the serpent and Saint Joan of Arc, like just really being that strength of like, okay, yeah, these emotions that I'm experiencing, in a sense, they don't make me weak. They make me strong.
Yes.
Because I know that God is my Father, and I know that whatever I'm experiencing right now, he's going to come in, reveal why it's there, and I don't have to listen to these lies.
Yes.
I kind of feel like they're like our hidden power, if that makes sense. Like the enemy, I think he knows, like a woman who knows who she is and realizes the gift of even her emotions and like is just growing and moving, like those emotions become one of the strongest like weapons, you know, like that she has, because a woman who is empowered by the Spirit, I just feel like when you encounter someone, especially a woman like overflowing with joy, like our cups runneth over, like you experience that and you receive that almost as a gift. Like a woman's emotions can be a gift you receive that then you can then also offer out to the people in your own life. Mm-hmm. And I just love, just to echo what Katie said, this movie to me, like, it's like a call, like a battle cry to women I think I love it because it respects woman so much,
right,
and who she is and her capacity to come and to fight spiritually for the things that have been entrusted to her, especially people, by realizing that the enemy at the end of the day is not flesh and blood, but we know who he is, he's Satan, and that with her prayers, inviting the Spirit in, right, that we too can participate in defeating him. And like the first, right, the proto-evangelium, like the new Eve, with her crushing the head of the serpent.
Yeah. And I think, Katie, you know, when you said that thing about lies, I was like, yes, lies. Because so many times we're in a funk. Mm-hmm. We're in this funk. We don't know why. We just got there. And we're like, what's happening? The Lord has kind of taught me over time. It's like, what lie am I living out of right now? That's discernment.
Yes.
That's discernment in real life I look at my reality and I say, what am I after? What am I trying to grasp? What am I trying to attain? What am I, you know, we've talked
about myself.
In other things,
true.
My identity, my foundation of who I am. You know, I need to be seen. I need to be accepted. I need to be approved. I need to be applauded. Whatever it is. What lie am I living out of? And what truth is God trying to free me to let me see? And the cool thing about that movie is she takes refuge in the Word of God.
Yes. And gosh, I was talking, all I'm thinking in my head is like, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm in that place, Our Lady is so near to me.
Yes.
And like talking about the Word of God and why like being Catholic is such a gift is like, I know I can go to the Word of God, but I know that Our Lady is the woman who has fought the evil one in the lies. She lives in the truth and she embodies the Word of God.
Amen.
And if I'm going to be able to do that, I need her.
Yes.
And
yes.
So like for me in my life, when I'm in those places, I can just encourage everyone listening, all the women and the men listening, that Our Lady is our refuge for these moments. Like she will be the woman that helps us fight. You know, when you're in a battle, you don't want to be the only one standing there. Like, with all these things onslaughting you, like I imagine myself with Our Lady in front of me and her mantle just enveloping everything, and I'm still there with my sword ready to fight, but like I'm not afraid because she's just like gone ahead and like you know she's gonna go before us. And
the beauty is like she is the woman who received the Word of God quite literally within her heart, and then it was so real and present within her heart that it was conceived within her womb.
Yeah,
like that we too could be women who receive the word of God so fully in our hearts that we can give birth and life to the world around us, because it's taken root, like the, what you're talking about, our feet firmly planted.
And then we can't be afraid to let, like Our Lady, the sword pierce our hearts. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't be afraid to let certain things pierce our hearts, because I know, at least for me, guys, I have this, like, no, I don't want to let it to pierce me. I don't want to feel that today.
Yeah.
Sorry, God, like, you need somebody else's emotions.
We got big things to do today.
Like, you know, no, but like allowing our hearts to be pierced by the sorrow in our world, by the pain in our world, by our own pain, mm-hmm. you know, by our own, and also being pierced by the joys of life. And, you know, just really asking Our Lady's intercession to help us fight the lies and allow ourselves to be pierced, you know, in the ways that God, you know, wants.
One of the things I love about John Paul II's letter to women on the dignity and vocation of women is he talks about how women in a particular way are entrusted with the human mm-hmm. person. Mm-hmm. And I always like to think, like, yeah, God, you made us to hold things, you know. We're able to, within our body and within mm-hmm. our spirit, we can hold realities, and we can hold, like, joy and sorrow
right,
within mm-hmm. us at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's a mysterious thing. If anybody out there has seen Call the Midwife, it's a great miniseries.
Oh, I love that series.
And it's awesome. So just look it up. It's so good. But it, that whole idea that as women, we do tend to hold, but that can be toward the good, toward our freedom. And it also can be our fallenness, where we hang on and we cling and we, you know, in a sense, want to pull something out of something that it can't give us. So we really got to ask God for that freedom. Now that we move into prayer, we can ask God for that freedom of heart, that he can teach us through the Mother Mary, our Mother Mary, how to hold our life, how to hold the gifts, the people, everything that he wants to give us with freedom.
And really, just with that, there's this book, Father Elijah, that I feel like gives an image for us of, if our hearts are, you know, this dwelling place with the Lord, and there are gates around our hearts, like, these gates I get to open and close. And mm-hmm. what am I allowing in and what am I letting out? And that the Lord would teach us how to know his voice. And when it's him, we open the gates of our heart. And when it's not, we close them, right? And we can just discern and know the good shepherd's voice, because he comes that we might have life and have it in abundance. So we're going to move into prayer. I just want to encourage once again that our emotions, this is what we desire. Not holiness outside of our emotions, but actually through embracing our emotions and leaning into that reality that this is one of the greatest gifts we've been entrusted with, and how he's created us as women. And just real short, the scripture for today is when Jesus moves to where Lazarus is, and he's moved by the tears of woman, and he says to them, "Take away the stone." And he says, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this on account of the people standing by, that they may believe that you sent me." And then he says, "Unbind him and let him go." And so, Father, we just praise you for this time. Jesus. We thank you for this time. And Lord, we just ask that you would speak those words over us and to us, and especially just on our behalf to the people in our lives, unbind her and let her go, that we would be free from the lies of the enemy, that we would be free from the anxieties and just these sticky webs of confusion that sometimes come up, and when we don't see ourselves as you do, and instead, Lord, choose to entrust ourselves to your word, which is a word of truth, and that you are a father who desires to provide for us always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you again so much, Katie, for joining
Katie.
Us, and thank
so
you for
happy.
Sticking around for our show. We'll see you again next week.
Daughter Arise is a production of Catholic Community Radio.